From Spinoza's God to Mandelbrot Philosophy, or How Spinoza, Feuerbach, Jung, and Fractal Mathematics Transform the Personal God into Structure, TLDR. This text is the explicit continuation of the first article. The central thesis is, what people have historically called God does not have to be understood as a personal being, but can more plausibly be read as an impersonal deep order. Spinoza provides the ontological basic figure for this, Feuerbach the religion critical unmasking, Jung the psychological explanation for the return of symbolic images, and the Mandelbrot set the modern mathematical emblem of this world of thought. 1. Why Spinoza belongs in this series. Arno's remark is precise. If you sort our previous line of thought cleanly, then Spinoza is not just another name, but the oldest philosophical pedestal of the whole. For before Feuerbach criticizes religion as projection, and before Jung interprets the return of archetypal images psychologically, Spinoza already performs the decisive shift, away from a personal, willfully acting God, and toward an order that does not stand outside nature, but is to be thought together with it. That is precisely why the sequence really has to be Spinoza, Feuerbach, Jung, and only then the Mandelbrot set. This is more than scholarly cosmetics. This sequence turns a strong intuition into a robust architecture. Spinoza provides the ontology. Feuerbach provides the critique of religion. Jung provides the psychology of the return of symbols. The Mandelbrot set finally provides the image in which all this suddenly becomes visible. This Mandelbrot philosophy is therefore, in the best case, not a private metaphysics, but a modern condensation of an older line of tradition. That is the real upgrading of the idea. 2. Spinoza's God is not a counterpart. Spinoza's decisive step consists in not treating God as a supernatural counterpart. The Stanford Encyclopedia emphasizes that Spinoza's move is naturalistic and reductive. God is not a personal being alongside nature, but identical with nature, with the active, necessary ground of nature. Equally important, the same source stresses that for Spinoza, reverence, cult, or religious submission are precisely not the right attitude toward Deus sive natura, but understanding, that is, philosophy and science. This puts Spinoza astonishingly close to the shift we already made in the first article. If God does not have to be read as will, judge, or creator person, but as an impersonal overall context, then theology loses its personal core. God is then no longer a someone, but a deep order. And that is exactly where our Mandelbrot philosophy begins, not with piety, but with structure. That makes Spinoza the most serious philosophical precursor of this line of thought. 3. Feuerbach turns theology into anthropology. Where Spinoza prepares the ontological stage, Feuerbach applies the knife to religious self-deception. The Stanford Encyclopedia explicitly describes Feuerbach as a classic representative of a projection theory of religion. What is meant is, religious ideas do not arise because a real God reveals himself, but because people externalize their own wishes, fears, ideals, and traits, and then misunderstand them as divine reality. For our further development, this is central. For as soon as God no longer appears as personal reality, but as anthropomorphic mistranslation, religion becomes readable as a mixture of projection, symbol formation, and cognitive simplification. People experience depth, order, natural power, and connectedness, and from this they tell stories of persons. They experience structure and turn it into will. Feuerbach thus provides exactly the mechanism that explains why religious images of God could arise from impersonal order. In this perspective, religion is less knowledge about the world than a mirror of the human being who reads himself into the world. 4. Jung explains why this mistranslation is so powerful. Feuerbach explains why people project. Jung helps to understand why these projections do not look arbitrary. Britannica describes the collective unconscious as a term introduced by Jung for a form of the unconscious that is common to humanity and contains archetypes, that is, universal primordial images and ideas. In the same Britannica biography, it is also emphasized that this conception is much contested, i.e., strongly disputed. This very duality is important. Jung is not unproblematic, but highly relevant. For Mandelbrot philosophy, Jung is productive where he explains why people repeatedly recognize something super-individual in natural patterns, shapes, and symbols. This does not have to mean that every association is true, but it does mean that the symbolic recurrence cannot simply be dismissed as cheap pareidolia. If archetypal patterns recur culturally, and if natural forms, perception, and inner image worlds resonate structurally, then the recognition of the divine could in truth be the recognition of deep order, only in a psychologically distorted form. That is the Jungian point of connection for our idea. 5. Why the Mandelbrot set is the modern emblem of this idea. In this architecture, the Mandelbrot set is not a world formula, but it is an extraordinarily powerful key image. MathWorld defines the classical Mandelbrot set via the quadratic iteration Zn plus 1 equals Zn squared plus C. In the complex number space, in graphical representations, points are often colored according to the number of steps they need to escape beyond a radius of 2. From an extremely concise rule, there thus arises a world of forms of enormous complexity. That is exactly what makes it so explosive philosophically. The Mandelbrot set vividly shows that no planning mind is needed to bring forth structural depth, recurrence, beauty, and seemingly inexhaustible difference. In addition, Britannica explicitly describes fractals as forms that can describe many irregular natural phenomena, such as coastlines or mountain landscapes, and a neuroscientific overview documents fractal and self-similar patterns at various levels of the nervous system. This does not prove that the world is the Mandelbrot set. The analogy strong. Nature is obviously compatible with recursive scaling fractal order. That is why the Mandelbrot set becomes the emblem here. It makes visible what Spinoza claims ontologically, what Feuerbach uncovers in terms of critique of religion, and what Jung makes psychologically connectable. Complexity does not have to be personal. Order does not have to be willed. And what people have traditionally experienced as divine could in truth have been the experience of mathematically natural deep structure. This is not a refutation of all depth, but a depersonalization of depth. 6. What religion actually is in this view. If you take Spinoza, Feuerbach, Jung, and the Mandelbrot metaphor together, religion appears in a new light, not as revelation of real heavenly beings, nor merely as a stupid error, but as a cultural mistranslation of a real but impersonal context. People react to order, beauty, natural power, recurrence, and inner symbolic patterns, and translate this experience into myths, divine figures, rituals, and dogmas. This is not a purely scientific statement, but a philosophical synthesis of the positions mentioned. Precisely for this reason, this view is critical of religion without becoming flatly nihilistic. It does not say, there is nothing. It says, there is something, but it is not what religion has taken it to be. Not person, but structure. Not will, but order. Not supernatural intervention, but immanent deep lawfulness. One could put it pointedly, the historical God was often the narratable surface of a context that people could not yet grasp conceptually in any other way. 7. Why Mandelbrot philosophy only holds up if it remains modest. The term is strong but dangerous, strong because it is memorable and immediately signals the connection between mathematics, form, and interpretation of the world. Dangerous because it can sound as if one wanted to make a total explanation of the universe out of a fractal figure. That is exactly what the text should explicitly avoid. The Mandelbrot set is not the proof of everything here. It is the clearest modern image for a philosophy of impersonal deep order. If the term is used in this way, it can hold up. Then Mandelbrot philosophy does not mean one formula explains the world. But modern mathematics has given us an image in which we can see how impersonal rules bring forth a depth that people used to personalize. In this precise sense, Mandelbrot philosophy is not esotericism, but a serious, albeit pointed, philosophy of nature and religion. 8. Conclusion. Spinoza makes Mandelbrot philosophy grow up. With Spinoza, our previous idea gains its philosophical maturity. Feuerbach and Jung remain important, but they no longer seem like loose additions. Spinoza provides the oldest and deepest ground. God is not person, but order. Feuerbach shows why people nevertheless make persons out of it. Jung explains why these personalizations unfold such power psychologically. And the Mandelbrot set provides the image in which all this becomes visible today. If you want to condense it into one sentence, then this. Mandelbrot philosophy is Spinoza in mathematical intuition, Feuerbach in religion critical sharpness, and Jung in psychological deep effect. That is precisely where its appeal lies, and its attack on every personal concept of God.